Hi, welcome back. This is Roger Doherty, and this is part three of our four-part demo exploring some of the exciting new capabilities in SQL Server 2012. And in this demo, we're going to focus on SQL Server Data Tools, which is a great new development environment for building, testing, debugging, and versioning your database solutions for both your on-premise environment and for the cloud. So we left off in our previous demo having scrubbed up our address data using the Melissa data service that was available to us from the Windows Azure data market. So let's bail out of the application and take a look at SQL Server Data Tools. So I'll go ahead to even close this project here. And we'll start from scratch. So the first thing that you'll notice here is that we have SQL Server Data Tools installed in an integrated fashion with Visual Studio 2010. And you get this new rich new SQL Server Object Explorer, which is a capability that is going to make it possible for developers to stay in Visual Studio for virtually everything they need to do from a development perspective with SQL Server. So we want to minimize the need for you to flip back and forth between multiple tools. So what you see here is we're connected up to our primary replica here that has the database for our product catalog. And let's take a look at some of the connected development capabilities here in SQL Server Data Tools. I would use this if I want to walk right up to an instance that I have, you know, full privileges on, and I want to do some development on it right now without necessarily having to go off and develop on a project or a set of source code. We want to make that type of development very straightforward and very easy in SQL Server Data Tools. So here you can see we've got our ProductsDB database, and in there we've got all of our tables that are available. And I can go in, I can view the data right here from within SQL Server Data Tools. So I can browse and edit, got a nice capability there. The other thing that I can do is I can pop this table open in the brand new table designer and actually develop right on top of it. So if I open up View Designer here, what you'll see is the new table design UI. In this area of the screen, we have a nice graphical representation of each of our columns, their null status, their default status. Over here on the right are all the table-specific attributes, things like keys and constraints and indexes. So I can use these parts of the tool here to essentially develop and modify my database schema graphically. Or I can develop down here in this code window, and we'll just automatically keep things in sync, and we'll even let you switch your view to your kind of preferred way of doing development. So let's do something fairly straightforward here. Let's say that this finished goods flag column that is no longer used in our solution, and we want to get rid of it. So I'm going to just right-click on this column and select delete. And we see that the column's deleted. Now, this is a fairly naive thing. Anybody who builds database solutions will know that there's all kinds of interrelated dependencies between objects in SQL Server. But SQL Server Data Tools allows you to develop declaratively over a model of the database that understands all of those dependencies and allows you to refactor over top of it in very powerful ways. So the first thing that we'll notice here, if I go down and look at my error list, is that the deletion of that column has introduced an error. The model has detected that that particular column was referenced by a view, this product view table here. So if I double click that, it actually opens up the definition of the view, and it highlights here the column that's given me a problem. And I can just go in and delete this column. So we'll go ahead and blow away the column now. And when I do that, my error list clears up. So you can see that SQL Server Data Tools kind of allows us to kind of really get immediate feedback because we're developing over this model as to whether or not the changes we're making are actually going to work. Now, what do I actually do with these changes? All I really have to do, if I, you know, if I want, is just push them right back to the database server, and I can do that right here just by clicking update. And the next thing that you'll notice is that we get a summary of the changes that are going to happen here. We're going to go delete that column, and it's warning us that there's going to be some possible data loss as a result of that operation. And we've got to go redefine this view that had the dependent column in it as well. So I'm just going to go ahead. I could generate a script here if I wanted to, but I can just push the changes right back to the database. And I'm going to go ahead and do that right here. So you can see SQL Server Data Tools is pushing those changes back. It's updated those tables successfully. And if I go back to my development environment here and we open up the products table again, you'll see in the columns my live table no longer has that finished goods flag column. And if I go down here to my views and we looked at product view, the finished goods flag column is not in there either. And so this is an example of how quickly you can just walk up to a SQL Server instance and do development right against it if that's what you want to do. So now we've taken a look at the connected development experience that SQL Server Data Tools provides, let's also take a look at the disconnected development experience, which is going to make it easy for you to develop, debug, test, and maintain your database solutions right within Visual Studio without even having to have SQL Server installed. So most developers are going to want to check the source for their project into source control at some point and even add that database project to an overall solution. So SQL Server Data Tools makes it very, very easy to reverse engineer a project to get started creating that source code that represents your database solution. So since I kind of inherited this database, I'm going to use that capability. I'm just going to right-click on ProductsDB here, and I'm going to say create new project. And we'll go ahead and call this project ProductsDB, same name as the database. And we'll go with the default settings here, and we'll begin the import. And very quickly, SQL Server Data Tools goes and inspects that database and reverse engineers a project based upon it. And you can see here that inside of my project, I've got little code artifacts for every individual object in my database. And I can start checking these things into source control. I can add this project to another solution and build it as a unit. I'm well on my way to kind of moving to a nice managed source code environment here. So one of the things that you can do that's very powerful within a project is you can use SQL Server Data Tools to help retarget or replatform your application. So let's say in this case we've decided that we want to replatform this entire web application in the cloud on Windows Azure. When you move the database portion of an application like that, there are some slight behavioral differences from one flavor of SQL Server to another. So what we're going to do is we are going to go in here and we're going to use a feature in SQL Server Data Tools called platform targeting. And right now our solution targets SQL Server 2012. That's where the database was. Or this database project was reverse engineered from. I'm going to change it to SQL Azure just to see if this database would even work in the cloud. Now, in the past, we wouldn't know this until we actually tried to migrate the database. But here in SQL Server Data Tools, we can try this out in a disconnected fashion before we try to run scripts that might not work against the target environment. So let's go ahead and just do a build of this solution and see if it works. And we can see here that the build failed. If I go here into my error list, we get a warning here, and it says, hey, the reseller table doesn't have a clustered index. Well, in SQL Azure, every table in the database needs to have a clustered index. That's the way that we we maintain our replicas for high availability. It's a, sort of an automatic baked-in feature in SQL Azure. So how do we fix this? So what I'll do is I'll just go over here. I'll pull open my reseller table in the designer. And we're going to just go here and change this index to a clustered index from a non-clustered index. So I'll pull up my properties window here, and we can see that we've got an isClustered property exposed. So we'll just change that to true. And that'll make it possible for us to target this database to SQL Azure. So I'll go ahead and save this thing back. Maybe we're not exactly ready to replatform this app just yet, but we want to maintain kind of an environment that works both on SQL Server 2012 and on SQL Azure. So what I'll do is I'll want to push this change from my project and deploy it back to my production database that's running on-premise. So in order to do that, I just right-click on this project and I say Publish. And it's going to allow me to target this to my production database instance here on primary replica that we have, which is, I believe, this guy here, G703. Yeah, that's it. And there's the database that it's going to target to. We'll just test this connection, and it's working. So what we'll do now is we'll say publish, and it's gone and it's pushed those changes from my database project back to my production on-premise installation. So in order to replatform this solution on Windows Azure, we would need to kind of move each tier of this solution up to Windows Azure, including the web tier, the reporting tier, and the data tier. We've done a couple of those in advance, but I did want to show you how to actually move the data tier. And there's a bunch of different ways of doing this. One of the easiest ways is to go right into Management Studio, connect up to your SQL Azure database. And you see here that we can connect right up to our SQL Azure logical server here, right within Management Studio. And right now you can see we have no databases there. So all I really have to do is right-click on the database that I want to replatform and select this Deploy Database to SQL Azure. And what it will do next is kick off a process to actually package up this database into what we call a backpack and push it up for deployment onto SQL Azure. So we'll go ahead and connect up to that same SQL Azure database server, and we'll go ahead and start the process of building that backpack and publishing it up on SQL Azure. While that's running, let's go take a look at the other tiers that we deployed. So here I am in the Windows Azure Management Portal, and what we'll look at first is the web tier. So we've gone ahead, we've deployed that ASP.NET solution up to Windows Azure in a web role. So that's the web tier. We've also gone ahead in advance and we've provisioned a report server using SQL Azure Reporting. And as you can see here, we've already deployed our two reports up here to the report server. So, the web tier and the reporting tier were here in advance of the demo, and the data tier we're pushing up there right now into SQL Azure. So you can see here, the wizard is running pretty quickly here. We've created our backpack. We've pushed all of that into a single file. We've deployed the backpack up on SQL Azure, and we've actually loaded each of the tables with the data that was included in the backpack. So this is a really quick and dirty and easy way of, moving databases from your on-premise environment to the cloud. And if we go back over here and do a refresh in Management Studio, you can see now we have our products DB database. So let's go poke around and see if our app's functional. So if I go back up here to my web role, you can see Windows Azure's got a URL for us to connect up to our web application running in the cloud. So if I click on that link, Hopefully our web application will be functional and working just fine. This is the first time we've run it, and here it is. Here's our ASP.NET solution. We can go in here. We can add a Connect bike with size 32. We can put our picture in there of our Connect bike, and all the CRUD operations are now working the same way they did on-premise, but now the entire app is running up in the cloud. Pretty cool. So I can do all of my maintenance operations here. I can delete. So the functionality of the app is essentially identical. We can even go in here and go and render the reports. But this time, the reports are not being rendered from a report server running on-premise. They're being rendered from a report server that was provisioned for us up in the cloud in SQL Azure Reporting. So this is the first time we've run this report, so take a second to run it. But here's that same report. And this time you can see the database server that it's running against is MySQL Azure database. So in a very, very simple process, we've used SQL Server data tools to reverse engineer a project, make some changes so that we can replatform our app up on SQL Azure, and then we've very quickly published the entire data tier of our app up to SQL Azure using some nice tooling in SQL Server Management Studio, and now all three tier of our apps is functional up in the cloud, including our web tier, our reporting tier, and our data tier.